So funny story. I am literally walking away from Mark's house, going home just now. This literally just happened a couple hours ago. And I hear a little white child singing Feliz Navidad behind me.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's cute. And then she off the does an off the cuff remix. And the rest, it starts Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry
Merry
Christmas. That's
Christmas.
how it starts. But then it transforms into I want to wish you happy butt cheeks. I want to wish you happy butt cheeks. And by this point, she's sailing past me on her bicycle.
Oh no.
And her father, 3, 2, 1, orange skull cap guy chasing behind the bicycle. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is gentrification in Brooklyn. Can't make this shit up.
Can't be
Equine
no worse.
shenanigans. Equine shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. What can I tell you? It's our idea of a Christmas special, I guess, because Mark's doing the full on. There we go. Even though
Was it peppermint?
it's keying out, Mark. So
Nah,
I know
Ghir
it is.
it's Ghirardelli.
It's the Ghirardelli squares, and there
Ooh,
it is. Right.
yummy.
So while Mark joins the ranks of the millions of African Americans that have diabetes,
Ooh.
Denise Tapscott joins us. Wine and red wine and red top. And me, I'm
Look
being
at him
festive. Look at
looking all
me. I'm being
festive.
all festive and bloop.
Oh, please. Like, we have never Nice.
said shit on this show. Anyway.
I know.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas from three of your favorite horror writers.
Merry Christmas.
And
Ooh.
I am not, I mean, while I am in kind of a good mood this particular Christmas season, I'm not trying to, like, hide the fact that normally I go through experiencing Halloween, however I experience it, good, bad, or indifferent. And then after that, I'm kind of like waiting for everybody else to get over themselves and so we can get back to work in January.
True, true.
That's kind of my, and if you've read any of my Christmas horror, as
Oh, gosh.
my man Pat, rest in peace. What is it with you and Christmas? Mark was there. He knows.
Ho, ho,
Ho,
ho. I've read
ho,
the story. Oh, my stars.
ho. Still want to see that's got to become a Christmas classic. It's like Stephen reading that story at Christmas time is going to be like when you read The Night Before Christmas. A Christmas Carol, and then Stephen's live reading is like, ho, ho.
And
Mark was there, and Mark, there's a picture of Mark watching me read the story floating around somewhere on the internet, and he is literally just because Mark, great
Yeah.
horror writer onto his
He
in
is.
his own right,
Absolutely.
but I don't think he realized that he was going to end up with a best friend that does perverse things to Christmas.
Well, no, thank you for being a
it
friend.
has become
Picture it,
what
Sicily, 1922. Sorry, what were you saying?
what one of my coworkers.
she finished that story right before she took a leave of absence, but she was like, I got up to that story, and she goes, they say, tell your friend, something wrong with him. She goes, I don't, she's like, I'm not saying I would do it, but if Santa getting down like that, I was like, we have a website right up.
And for those of you that are new to this and don't have any idea what the three of us are talking about right now, hey Nadine. Naughty is about an incubus. And if you don't know what an incubus is, the short version is an incubus is a male sex vampire, not to be confused with a succubus. And basically, the male version, the incubus, in this particular story, pretends it is Santa Claus so it can meet women.
Yeah.
And that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I'll say is the story begins with him being confronted by one of the men that he kind of, what's a good word to use? Cuckolded?
Yeah.
And it kind of goes from there. Anyway,
yeah.
Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is your favorite Christmas movie that most people wouldn't consider a Christmas movie or did not come out at Christmas?
Wait. You talk about Die Hard?
No. I'm asking you, do you have a favorite Christmas movie that either did not come out at Christmas or most people don't consider it a Christmas movie because of its theme, let's just say.
Okay.
So outside of Die Hard, and I've had this argument with so many different people, my sports guys at CBS, they actually got on me about this. The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Ooh, good one.
Come on.
Oh.
Long Kiss Goodnight. Come on,
yeah.
Oh.
And
the only Rennie Harlan movie worth watching.
How about that? First of all. And oh my God, yes, back when the It Girl was Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Hollywood only deems, like, especially back then, you know, there could only be one It Girl at a time. There could only be one Black It Girl at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, Hollywood, they're, what can I tell you?
That's a whole other thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah.
Long Kiss Goodnight. It's just, folks, if you have not seen The Long Kiss Goodnight, and unless you are like a Hallmark Channel Puritan, you're going to love this movie.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Don't forget Samuel Jackson.
And Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
Famous, one of the best lines ever. It's like, when it comes to women, Frank and Ernest. In Chicago, I'm Frank. And in Philadelphia, I'm Ernest. Yo! When the first time I heard that, I was laid out. I was just laid out. Oh my God.
That is a movie that deserved Charlie Baltimore. That character deserved either a prequel or a sequel.
Yeah.
The fact that Charlie
deserved a trilogy.
She should have had, yes, you're right. She
deserved a trilogy.
At least three films out of that, because that's one of those. I honestly feel like that's up there with the Fifth Element.
Ooh.
In the same vein of it's perfect the way it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's you either really, really enjoyed this movie or you kind of scoffed at it. Mm-hmm. And oh my God.
Such a good movie. Yeah. For sure.
That scene when she, I think my favorite is when she kicks him out of the car and he lays in the middle of the street with the cigarette. And they're playing Marvin Gaye's Stubborn Kind of Fella. And he's just like
yes.
Great. Denise, what about you?
I had forgotten that Gremlins was a Christmas movie.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, with little Gizmo. Yeah. I loved Gremlins. Definitely a classic. Yeah. And it's all about Christmas.
Yeah, because that came out the summer.
Yeah.
It didn't come out.
It did.
Mm-hmm. It came out in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. It sure
1984.
Did.
It sure did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because Die Hard came out in the summer too.
Yes.
It was,
that's the best one.
I'm trying to think because Denise got me on the Gremlins because I was thinking Gremlins because people because you know it's also slightly a horror film.
Yeah. Oh. Gosh,
slightly.
Yeah. Definitely.
Was it less?
Slightly. A motherfucker got microwaved.
I was gonna say the microwave scene. That fight with the mom in the kitchen, and then
yo.
Mom put it down.
She did. Mom was hardcore.
Put it down. She was on some fucking Shogasuki shit. I don't know how that never made it to Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
Exactly. And by the way, Mortal Kombat, if you actually do that, fuck you, pay me.
Right.
Here's a movie, although not very well liked for obvious reasons, but Jaws: The Revenge.
Oh my God,
is a Christmas movie.
Oh my God.
He gets killed during the Christmas and they take her to the Bahamas. Now,
oh man, I forgot about that.
Not really one I put on my list of things you must see during the holidays.
It's not my top 10, but I'd probably still watch it before anything on the Hallmark.
It's not my top 50, first of all.
I'm not a Hallmark channel.
There are so many other things you could do besides watch Jaws 3, including teach yourself how to knit. So
watch paint dry.
I mean,
bamboo weaving.
God damn.
Merry Christmas. Wow. Jaws 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jaws the Revenge. Horrible movie. Melvin Mario Van Peebles with the
Jamaican accent,
right?
Which
total Jamaican accent? That's one of the things that I hate the most about that movie. Is him trying to pretend that he grew up out here somewhere?
Oh my God.
This mother. I mean, right. Damn.
Oh, that's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Lethal Weapon.
Yes, absolutely.
First Lethal Weapon.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
And while he's sitting there with a gun to his head.
Merry Christmas.
Diplomatic immunity. I don't know if that was the first one or the second one.
That was the second one.
Yeah.
But that was the South Africans.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but I wish
God.
I could like go around town and like just do whatever I want and be like diplomatic immunity. For where? I don't know.
You see where that got him in the end, though.
Right. That's true.
It's been revoked. That is exactly what Danny Glover said.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. I had one of my best friends was in town this week, and we were driving by, and we went past the Nakatomi Plaza, and I was like,
"No, you didn't."
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, sir.
It's out by Fox Studios.
Yeah. Century City. Mm-hmm.
Century City.
Yes.
Nakatomi. It's and what you know? What's amazing about Nakatomi Plaza? How small that building is. When you drive by, you're like, this was Nakatomi Plaza?
Well, it's much bigger now. They took one of their studios and they made it like one of the high rises.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's very cool.
I went out there years ago, visited a friend of mine who actually worked on the back lots.
Nice.
And I got a chance to kind of walk around because Fox actually had one of their studios had a huge painting of Luke and Vader fighting from Return of the Jedi. And he had taken me there because we were supposed to go to the studio store. He used to always he got huge discounts there.
Oh yeah.
So he would send me, he sent me the Star Wars Blu-ray box set. Ooh. And he was like, what'd he pay, like $30? As opposed to the $89.95 that you're gonna pay in the store.
Nice.
But I remember he took me by there and I got out the car and I was like, this is it? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, like the original one. Yeah. But they redid it and they expanded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's definitely a high rise. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
Oh,
and I love that story that he would do moonlighting during the day and then run across the street to shoot Die Hard. To shoot Die Hard at night.
Moonlighting.
And,
wow.
I used to love that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I mentioned this in previous episodes, but I was one of the people that wrote when they were going to cancel Moonlighting. I was one of the people that wrote a letter to, bring the show back.
Oh.
Keep the show going.
Right, because we were talking about how important letters were. Got to voice your opinion. Yeah.
And then, if I had to be honest, then I right as they brought it back, I probably watched like 2 more episodes and I lost interest in it.
Oh, no. The writing was different, I think.
Yeah. Oh, the writing was very different.
It was very different. Yeah.
Like once the thing is, once they got together, they actually became a little less interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those Hollywood curses, sort of.
Mm-hmm. It totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Like when Sam and Diane finally got together on Cheers, you're like, yeah. And then after that, you're like, okay, what's next? And then they broke up and you're like, oh, the drama once again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
And then they brought Frasier in.
Yes. Yes.
Salads and scrambled eggs.
Right.
Lord exactly. Have mercy.
I watched his new show. It's okay. If you were a big fan of his original show, then you'll appreciate it. But new audiences, I don't think they'd care.
Is Niles on there?
No. But his son is. It's Niles and Daphne. Their son is on the show. He's funny.
Oh, yeah. his son. Wait, Niles' son?
Yeah, Niles and Daphne, they have a son.
Okay.
So that character is on the show.
Because I remember on Frasier, who was it? It was, I try to remember who it was. It Niles, I don't remember if it was Niles and his ex-wife's son, but there was this kid. I'm trying.
It might have been Frasier's.
Was it Frasier's son? I think it was.
It could be Frederick. No.
He would come and he knew that Niles had a thing for Daphne. So the boy would get Daphne to hug him and do stuff in front of Niles.
Yeah, that was Frederick.
And Niles would get mad at him.
He would get so jealous. Yeah. That was Frederick.
I was
Yeah. Yeah. So we see Frederick on the new show and he's like an adult and he's a firefighter in Boston. Mm-hmm. And then we see Niles' son. I can't think of his name right now. So he's a little bit younger. And he's still just as nerdy as his dad and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the writing is still clever, but it's just everybody's getting older.
Yeah, those shows are hard to bring back, though. I think so too.
When
you have, like, I tried to watch. Well, I will say this: Will and Grace. That was even funnier the second time around. Like
that was that, a good season.
That bit of humor that they put, and now, and I think now because it's more acceptable. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Will and Grace was kind of like pushing the envelope, but now that it's more socially acceptable, I think the humor could just be more raw. And you can just, the lines can be blurred so much that you just can't help but fall out on the floor and start laughing.
That's an interesting point because, shit, I remember Soap. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know I'm dating myself and I don't give a fuck. Here's the thing. Soap was wild.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Among the many crazy things they did, and they had Billy Crystal. And this is how Billy Crystal met the world, as far as I'm concerned. Playing Jody, this gay character. They also, I mean, God bless them. Like, I mean, we always talk about how Norman Lear was progressive, and he was definitely, to a very large extent, especially considering the times and whatever. I mean, he, you know, there's always talk about how he may have like he presented stuff on air, but then he also like didn't take care of certain Black creators on the back end.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Of course, there's always the talk about what went on between him and John Amos. And that, you know, that story, you know, that's a little on the disturbing side.
Yeah.
Of course. But then you had Soap. And Soap had evangelicals so bent out of shape. We didn't even have the internet yet.
Right.
But we had boycotts. We had drama. We had all kinds of behind the scenes. And meanwhile, I'm sneaking around to watch this show. I'm waiting for babysitters to fall asleep. I'm doing the most so I can watch every fucking episode of this, including the one with if I could just remember the dude's name. I want to say the actor's name was like something Mulligan, Richard Mulligan, maybe. I don't hold me to that, but I mean, I think I'm right, but I'm not sure. But the thing where the aliens from outer space replaced him with a doppelganger.
Yes.
He literally just came into house on some. Yeah, he was so happy because he was going to bone this dude's wife.
Bert, yeah. The Bert, character was
yes,
Bert.
Yes,
the
yes, yes.
Bert, yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yo, that was bananas. But they also had an exorcism.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was where Robert Guillaume actually shined. He shined. Yes. He shined so much in that.
Man.
Yo, Soap was bananas.
It was so good.
It was so good. I gotta figure out what streaming service has that, because
it's on Tubi.
Oh,
because
shit.
I was talking to a really close friend.
Oh.
We were talking about how great the show was. And I was like, I was really little when it came out, so I didn't pay that much attention. He's like, you gotta watch it. It actually ages really, really well. And I was like, all right. And it really does age well. It really does.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it was such great writing. Amazing writing.
Yes.
Yeah. The story character arcs. Yeah. Because Bert felt so guilty that he wouldn't sleep with his wife because he killed her husband, which is not really a spoiler. So later when you have like the alien, Bert, yeah, then it's like, oh, all he wants to do is, yeah, it's like all the writing is great. All the characters, all the acting, amazing. Yeah.
It was Richard Mulligan. Yes. I'm looking at the cast now. Yeah. You had Robert Guillaume on there. My personal favorite, Roscoe Lee Brown.
That's right.
No, he, anything he was in,
yes.
He,
yes.
Wait, which character was he? I just know the character
name. The black guy with the receding hairline.
Oh.
And he was hello.
You know, okay. he was oh my God, he had he had that voice.
For sure.
Because I want to say now we're going like full blown like history of fucking television here. I want to say there was an episode of Sanford and Son.
Yes.
Where he was trying to holler. Well, Roscoe's character was trying to holler at Donna. Those of you that watch Sanford and Son, and y'all know, like late in the later seasons, Donna was Fred's paramour.
Mm-hmm.
And but because he was such a dick, like occasionally they would like put the two of them as a couple in these different scenarios, and one of them was Roscoe Lee Brown playing a dude that was
I want to say he was her patient or something.
Right, it started with that, but I want to say like as the episode progressed, he was kind of like, you know, hey, so like, what's good? You know,
he's like
that.
And
that
Fred,
was the
Fred was about to kill that motherfucker.
Yo.
Like in his fucking recovery bed, Fred was about to put him out.
Was that the one where he lifted the chair up with one hand? He like jumped on the floor and landed on his chest, and
yes!
Fred was like, what the? And he picked the chair up with one hand.
Because he was in shape.
Oh my God.
Because he was in shape and he was trying to demonstrate that I'm actually fine or some shit.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm looking at Gregory Sierra, who played, who also was on, he was the guy, the Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he was on Barney Miller too.
Oh,
on Barney Miller, and Miller. He was on Fred Sanford. Oh, he played their neighbor with the goat.
Yes. Love that guy. And what else Gregory Sierra was in, which is kind of bananas? Hmm. Remember Deep Cover?
Yes.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, yeah. he was the original drug kingpin until Jeff Goldblum's character kills him. That's one of the first of all, as far as, because here's the thing. I feel like movies that glorify the crack situation as it hit the black community to a certain degree. Like New Jack City is a great movie. I'm not taking anything away from New Jack City, but Deep Cover needs more credit than it gets, because Deep Cover, directed by Bill Duke, first of all. Deep Cover didn't glorify being a drug dealer. I mean, made it look slick, but then showed you the dark side of it way better, way quicker, you know, and it wasn't, there was no part of that movie that made this shit look fun.
Wow.
Like there was a serious tone of just, this is crime. You are fucking up a community. And that was an undercurrent, no matter what you actually saw while the movie was playing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, interesting story about that.
Mm-hmm.
That movie. When I was in college, I actually was trying to get a screenplay sold to New Line Cinema.
Oh, okay.
I literally, had it worked, I would have been that success story. I literally walked the script into New Line Cinema one day.
Oh, wow.
And this woman comes out and she talks to me and she goes, well, I'm willing to read it. And she kept in touch with me while I was in college.
Oh, my God.
So in a way, she was trying to help me hone my skills as a screenwriter. So she was like, I'm going to send you two scripts for you to read. And I want you to kind of say, one of them was Deep Cover.
Oh, wow.
3 years before the movie ever got made.
Oh my
God. So I had read that script. And when the movie came out, I was like, wait, this can't be the same movie I'm thinking of. And so there are things about that story that never made it to screen.
Sure.
That I was super excited to see that film. And I mean, the end product was great, but I still have that script somewhere in this house. And I was like, wow, I lucked up and got a script that actually was literally sitting on a shelf.
And folks, the episode's over now because I have to head over to Mark's house and start digging through his things. Have a good night, everybody.
No.
Can you imagine? Mark wakes up tomorrow.
It's like,
what's in this box, nothing? What's in this box, nothing?
One of Indiana Jones episodes is like, why is your room ransacked? They were looking for this. Is that a screenplay? Yeah. And I think I knew.
Was it Nazis? No.
No, worse.
Exactly.
There isn't a wise one among them, except one. He's very clever. What's his name? Oh, he calls himself Stefan. Steven.
Oh my God.
Well, you know that now we talk about as our year close out, there's one joke. I didn't mean it to come out this way, but every time I think about it, when we were at StokerCon, and we were all dressed in white.
Yes.
And I said to Steven, I forgot what it was you said to me. And I was like, nice try, Lao Shay. And the guy across from us completely lost it.
I remember that.
Because he had the tuxedo jacket.
Yeah, he fucking murdered me with that.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
That was like one of those off the cuff moments where it was just like I wasn't, you know, for whatever reason I was like he made a reference to Indiana Jones, and that's why
you and I at the Stoker Awards is for whatever reason usually like a source for like high comedy, because the year prior, I remember the year prior, and you know, folks are winning awards and they're going up on stage. But the funny thing is, so there was a series, and this is a good thing. I'm not knocking this.
Right.
But there was a point in the award show where many women.
Yes.
Like, I want to say maybe three in a row at one point.
Yeah.
Had gone up to claim their awards. They're making the acceptance speech. And in the acceptance speech, they're basically saying, they're basically, you know, admitting that they're thanking their husbands.
Really grateful, yes.
Really grateful to their husbands to, you know, the fact that they're holding it down, they're paying the bills, so that, you know, they can just sit there and write their great novels and win these awards, right?
They could focus their craft, yeah. Right.
So after maybe the third or fourth lady winner, was up on stage. I turned to Mark and I said, see, that's a problem. We don't have husbands.
And I was like, me too. And the look on Mark's face when you said that.
That came completely out of left field. Like, of all the things I would have been thinking in my mind to turn and say to somebody, you know, the problem is we don't have.
I remember thinking
he said we don't have wealthy husbands, and I was like,
yes. Because after the last person came down, I was like, well, damn. And then when he turned to you and said it, I was like, yeah. It was like such a light bulb moment, but it was like so random. And you were like, what? But then you're like, huh? Yeah, you do have a point.
I don't know.
Those things were just like, well, damn it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The only bad thing about it, of course, is Kirk missed the whole thing because, you know, he was up in his room.
Yeah.
Sitting up in my room.
I must confess, I'm high on mushrooms. Anyway. That's the remix,
oh my
folks.
Gosh.
The remix of a Brandy classic. Hey, so we're about, I want to say we're about at the halfway point of this Christmas extravaganza. Not just an extravaganza. It's a Christmas extravaganza.
Exactly.
Shake a hand. So I had an idea.
Uh-oh.
I was going to ask some tough questions. This is what we're going to call this segment. We're going to call it Tough Questions.
Oh, no.
Tough questions with Beef Wine and Shenanigans. And I've been fucking off, so I actually didn't write or type anything up. But I think I know, what I want to do. So here's the first one. First tough question. Darth Vader killed a bunch of little kids. Why does he get to be a force ghost?
Ooh. Because there was also good in him.
Yo, there's good in Julio Iglesias.
That's not real.
The point is...
That wasn't a good answer.
As Bob Marley would say, redemption song.
Yeah, but Bob Marley didn't kill a school bus full of kids. I mean, he probably made a school bus full of kids, but...
You know, because I've never really gotten deep within Star Wars. I'm the surface Star Wars fan. I watched the movie and stuff. I never really delved into the books and stuff.
Okay, but Mark, you know he killed a bunch of children.
Yes, no, I know that. But
yeah,
what I'm thinking is kind of to the point of what Denise said. I think he redeemed himself in the end by saving his son. And basically turning on the emperor. He didn't kill, and see, that's the thing, he didn't kill the emperor to seize his power. He killed him because, you know, because normally a Sith kills his master to become the next Sith Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That was not his goal. His goal was to destroy this man because, you know, I think also
because of his son. Yeah,
that, and also,
and because he loved, yeah.
Think about the fact that Palpatine was like, told Luke, kill your father and take his place at my side. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure if Vader thought about what he went through with this man, mm-hmm. you know, everything, you know, the tragedy is that he did everything. What's the saying? The road to hell is always paved with good intentions.
Good intentions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the killing of the children is truly not really acceptable, but I think
it is not.
His thing was,
yeah, thank you, Mark. For...
it's kind of frowned upon.
I mean, it's kind of frowned upon in some parts of the galaxy. I'm pretty sure it is, but you know, I don't know. I have to check the galactic guide of what they feel in the outer rim.
Whatever the actually socially acceptable.
Exactly. Prior to that, it was not socially acceptable. But so I mean that's my belief.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the back of my mind too, like Anakin's motivation was also because of like his mother and she passed away and how much he loved Padme. Like it was like love that kind of kept him going in like a twisted sort of way. So yeah. I think in the end, love still kind of triumphs overall.
And ladies and gentlemen,
what?
Sorry about that.
Sliding in the DMs.
Right?
I am so sorry.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Everybody's favorite ghost of Christmas Black, Burt Johnson.
Wow.
Hey.
Yes.
Apologize.
Late.
Better late than never, bro.
It's all right.
Okay, you have to ask him the question now.
I realize that, so Denise. Sorry. Thank you. So, Kirk, we, as you are entering we just started a game called Tough Questions. And the first tough question was, why is Darth Vader allowed to be a Force ghost if he killed a whole bunch of kids? Your thoughts. You have the floor.
Oh, I do believe. Oh, it's all redemption. It is a redemption story.
Oh, okay.
What?
Darth Vader. Because we didn't know nothing about Darth Vader. And we didn't know nothing about, like, we knew who's a bad guy when you saw the first installation of Star Wars, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, when he kills Obi-Wan, you're like, who is this dude?
Right, and then he has like weird arc because he's his father, and then he has that change at the end of Empire Strikes, not Empire Strikes Back, but
Return of the Jedi,
yeah, and.
Wow.
And then I for some reason feel like they decided to do like a sequel, to do like a prequel with 1, 2, and 3, because Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. That was like a complete trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was a hero's journey of Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, and 3 of Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, how he becomes Darth Vader, and how fucked up and shitty he was, and it feels so much like an afterthought,
because
all the shit they showed him doing and why he was such a bad guy and a villainous motherfucker, it wasn't as bad as Star Wars: Return of the Jedi, right? Because you don't get to see. You see him fighting rebels.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he was such a bad guy in Rogue One when he comes out at the end. Oh,
that shit before.
Ever. Yeah.
Was never as bad. All that stuff in Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, and Empire Strikes Back was never, because you figured, okay, it's a Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he actually, you saw him invade and totally genocide an entire planet.
The busload
people
of kids.
With innocent people, right? You never you never really saw the idea of the innocent people, really. You saw warriors,
Well, Ewoks, we did see him in Star Wars, though, when they killed Leia, the planet, Alderaan,
right? When they shot Alderaan,
like a
he
thousand
didn't order that.
Voices,
He didn't order
that's
that.
That's true,
right? We left that shit up to the Nazis, the motherfuckers looking like real Nazis. In Star Wars, I thought he was kind of
that
like
would
right
be
hand.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Right. And I saw Darth Vader when he first showed up, not as the leader of the bad guys, the Nazis. He was
he's the weird religious guy. Yeah.
Right. The right hand mercenary religious guy. Yeah. And then they switched him up. And I was like, okay.
Your lack of faith is disturbing.
That it all feels like just like we need to, it was like a redemption story.
Wow.
And then we got to show him how badass he really is.
Mm-hmm.
The Rogue One showed him like he was a real badass.
Such a badass. Oh,
But in the third story, you're a fanatic.
Mm.
You're a Nazi fanatic. Not even Nazi fanatic. No, not a Nazi. You're a religious fanatic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they cut that quick. Him killing the younglings during the coup.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't last. They didn't stay on that.
That
shit
is
all inferred. That was not a scene to be. Remember show Don't Tell?
Mm-hmm.
That's all inferred. That was all in for it. So I think that whole thing was just part of an idea of him that, even he can be redeemed because he wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't an evil person until he was corrupted by the Force, by evil men. He was corrupted by evil men.
So,
at the end of the day, aren't we all?
Kirk, thank you for saying what I believe, because I said at the top about this, like Bob Marley said, "Oh, Palpatine, he rabbi, rabbi from the Jedi ship."
Ah, right.
Minutes right. later, he took me
right
from the bottomless pit.
Poor Anakin. Poor Anakin was a victim of interceding religious conflict. He was a slave that was never that was freed only because he was a Jedi. Nobody else was freed on the planet.
Oh God!
Mom was his. They were gonna take. They were gonna take him. They were gonna take him, but you're only gonna take mom.
Oh, he had the mitochondrions too, though, right?
Yeah,
right.
The midichlorians.
Religious.
The Mizari, the midichlorians.
Right. He was an instrument.
Yeah,
of mitochondria.
What is that?
He had. It was like HIV, but
he had mononucleosis. Like
yeah, HIV for Jedi's. That's
like, oh God.
But right. they're not, but wait, Jedi's can't catch stuff like that. They're not supposed to be having sex.
Right.
And in the Sith, they end up getting fucked up to the Anakin point did. Where no one wants to bone them. Yeah. And what happened? He broke that rule, and the next thing you know,
we have Luke Skywalker.
He looks like a but
and then Princess Leia flying through space.
Right.
Right, completing like teaching gray a little bit
while he's in that gray area, while he's shifting towards the dark side, but then he still looks good. Because I mean, come on, let's face it. You know, after he gets crispy fried, he wasn't hitting the club after that.
No, he religious. I told you, religious fanaticism.
Yeah.
Yo, I
knew.
Religious fanaticism.
I'm gonna stand by that. I'm gonna stand by that. Yoda knew the whole time.
Yeah.
When they was like, we can't find Anakin. Yoda's like, I know where he is.
Right.
Yeah, Anakin getting. Anakin getting.
That was Yoda's version of OnlyFans.
Oh my God!
This is a holiday episode.
Listen, Master Yoda, I've been looking all over for young Anakin, and I can't find him. The apartment buildings you haven't looked, huh?
I think I don't know if it's in canon, but I know the comics. Some of the other Jedi characters that actually have had kids.
Yeah, no, he wasn't the only one. There was some, you know,
and passed on their midichlorians.
Went to the outer rim.
Oh God!
You know, somebody had that conversation when it was like, yo, yeah. See, you know how they found you? Yeah. You did it right here at home. Right. You should have gone to the outer rim. I got kids on Bespin. I got them on Tatooine. I got that. I'm frank and earnest with most of my women. On Tatooine, I'm frank.
Frank.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my stars.
All right. Wow. We've beaten this to death. I'm going to move on to the second question.
Thank you.
Oh my God. All right. You're on the highway. You've been rear-ended. You pull over. And the other driver is Vivek Ramaswamy. What's your next move?
Ow.
Pooping bird. It's get off. Yeah, Merry Christmas, motherfucker. <It's get
off. laughs> But you've been rear-ended, Kirk. It's not.
No.
By him?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You've been rear-ended.
He's rear-ended me, and this is me in my car. OnStar, I've been rear-ended. I can't move. I'm going to need some EMS, EMT, or whatever Aretha Franklin said, RS.
RSVPT.
PCT.
RSVIP.
Now, what I would do is if he got out of the car to look at the damage, I'd pull forward and I'd back up and hit him again. And then I'd be like, Oh.
Denise said she hit the. Denise was oh. like.
Oh my God.
She got her hand on the clutch, like.
I don't know what happened. There were technical difficulties. He rear-ended me. He got out to look at the damage. I don't know what happened. He slipped and fell, officer.
I banged my head.
Awfully
I,
bad.
Right? I'd bang my head as fast as I can against the dashboard till I bleed. And then I'll come out the car. I'm like, you hit me. And blood ran down. Yes. Get as much as I can from that. I'll get as much money as I can from that.
Yeah.
Steven, what would you do?
Oh, the words that would come out of my mouth at that man, like, he would be arrested for reckless driving or whatever, but I would also end up being arrested for something. Especially if it was like a southern state, I'd be totally.
Oh, gosh.
Because I would have lost control of myself and just, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Oof.
Next question. Who would you rather be killed by? Chucky or Dracula?
That's a trick question.
Wait a minute.
Well, the bit's called Tough Questions. So.
Well, I'd obviously choose Dracula. If I wouldn't actually die. Yeah, well, like, right. I would choose the vampire for sure. Well, and if that was the way I would go, then
not
I would.
Not necessarily. I'd be a couple of, I've seen a couple of Christopher Lee versions where he snaps person's neck right after he's done with him.
Yeah, nah. If I find a vampire, I'd be like, hello. Hello. Yeah.
Now, yeah. Denise could get turned.
Have at it, sir.
Dracula would be like, you know what? Right. You got such a sunny personality. I'm going to turn you. I don't want to kill you. I want to turn you. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Dracula Chucky, hell no. Yeah. No. I think Chucky would be like a really painful, painful death on many levels. Yeah. Depending on how he comes at you, he's going to talk all kinds of trash. Mm-hmm. You're probably not going to see him coming, but you're going to hear him. And then, like, if it's like a little knife or something, he's like jabbing away. Oh, no. I'm not doing that. No, I would still have to kill him. I'm not dying that way. Hell no. By a doll? No. No. I'll take the vampire. That's my answer.
I think a bite to the neck and a snap of the neck. Yeah, that'd do me fine. Long day. Make it quick.
Oh. Yeah.
I ain't messing with no dolls.
Yeah. I truck no dolls. I'll truck no dolls.
Yeah. I have to agree with Denise and Mark. Dracula.
Yeah.
That's unanimous, Dracula. All right.
Because Chucky's short and everything, and you know, there's that fear. I have a fear of getting stabbed in the dick. So,
I did not think you were gonna say
because he's sneaking around, you know, he might cut my leg, like tendon, like Achilles tendon ligament. I might fall. He might say, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna stab him in his dick, and or stab him in the ass, or catch me in the taint. That's even worse, just to incapacitate me, cast. Back right in the team. I'm like, wow, dude, you just, why don't you just, you, here's a ladder, nigga, just take the ladder, just hit me in the neck.
Oh god.
Don't
Merry
yeah, exactly
Christmas.
Don't go for the lower regions first.
Oh my stars.
Right I think Dracula would be quick. I think Dracula would be like quick. I don't think he'd have a reason to like prolong my death. I'm like Dracula, you're like royalty and shit. So
he might wanna
duel instead. I have swords at the house. So he might like, yeah, you wanna duel? It's like, yeah, I bet I'll lose. But at least, you know, got a little exercise before he kills me.
A little exercise.
Chucky will just fucking creep around in the dark. Stab me in the lower region. That's just not cool, man.
That's not cool at all.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I think I'd even take their Nosferatu Dracula, like catch me on the Demeter before Chucky. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even.
Oh well.
Yeah,
you'd be dead as fried chicken with that one,
right?
Oh, that right. We don't play that.
I would still choose that over checking
that version.
Mark's like, what?
Just a little sunburn.
A little sunburn.
Right.
Not enough sunscreen. Yeah.
Right. All right. What was I gonna do? Okay.
Oof.
Here's the next one. Trump gets reelected. What's your next move?
Canada. I'm moving to Canada. That's my next move.
Mark
just disappeared.
Mark left.
He tore off his headphones and he's just gone. He's ghosted.
Screw your that, answer. Man.
Oh, God. He's still gone. That look on his face. Oh, my stars. Oh, wow. He's like, where are my headphones? Where the hell is the headphone? He took his stuff and walked away. Oh, wow.
I didn't even see what that was.
Look like he took his candy.
Like he took it, right.
He took his candy.
Taking my toys.
I think I would. Every Saturday would be water day. I'd just be buying water and canned
food. Shouldn't you be doing that now?
I should.
Maybe it's just me. I'm the panic shopper.
This segment of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans brought to you by Smart Water.
And Crystal Geyser. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably should be doing that now, actually.
And Carnivore. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Probably should be doing that now anyway.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
The Omen or the Exorcist?
What?
The what?
The Omen or the Exorcist?
The Omen. Yeah. It's all for you, Damien. Yeah, I'd rather go that way. Yeah. I'd rather like see my demise in a photo and be like, damn it. I don't want to be like, I don't want my head spinning around and like speaking in four different languages, but they're all, damn it. No, I'm not doing that. That just seems so painful.
Damn it. Yeah. Why you do this to me? Damn it.
I'd rather the kid with the 666 on his head. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was.
That's how we're going to go out? You mean go out?
Yeah. May the power of Christ compel you. No, don't. I'm good.
You know what? What do you think, Mark?
You know what the thing is? You get possessed. You ain't there. The demons pushed you out of the way.
I think you're like at 2%. I think like you're deep down in there.
Ain't my problem right now. Y'all come get me when y'all ready. I don't know. He says Damien, and all I keep thinking of like that, like the last thing I need is to go out buy a pack of baboons while I'm in my car.
Wow.
Right. I don't want to hear that shit.
Either that or some mad Rottweiler chasing me down.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
It's being stuck in the elevator like Meshach in Omen 2.
Oh. Like the
elevator crashes down and then the.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'd pick Exorcist also. I have a feeling.
Oh, wow.
I have a feeling that the demon would at least see see the little darkness that got in me and be like, you want to roll? Let's roll. Fuck that.
Oh, no. Damn.
Hey, listen.
Revert back to my old ways, grab a 40 and shit.
Give me.
Oh, God.
Beat up a cop. I don't know.
Give me some material. I'll be like, you and I can make a lot of money. I'll be a great writer.
Just saying.
I'll tell your story. singing.
That's it. You know what? That's why I call him academic, because he thinks he's always on his toes, thinking like a writer. He's like, that's wait a minute. True. I got a demon in me and I can and I write? Man, that nigga had like a fucking, yeah, right? It's like a 10 novel deal. Ben. And he gets it finished every year on time. And it's the, man, yeah. I'm like, you know what?
And that's funny, because that was actually the kind of the premise of a recent Tales from the Crypt.
Oh.
Yes. There's a new season of Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for good.
Sorry, I had to tell you like that, but yeah.
Oh, good to know.
No, I'm glad to hear it. Yeah.
That's a Christmas. I don't know. That's I just found it last night.
I literally just found it and like
it's on Max.
Be doing so many other things, and I ended up like fucking blowing through it all last night.
It's on Max.
It's on Max.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. It's on Cody. So I can get on Cody.
And speaking of Kirk is like psychic or something, because the next question is. Stuck in an elevator with Jar Jar Binks or Will Riker. I mean, Will Crusher.
Hello, Crusher. That's the note. Yeah. Hello.
Why do you think I'd want to be stuck in an elevator with
Wesley Will Crusher? I'm sorry.
Will Wheaton.
Why would I be in an elevator with Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton.
There's no reason for me to be in the elevator with Will Wheaton. Like that.
Will Wheaton.
So does that mean he's your pick?
No, I would not be in the elevator with Will Wheaton.
Wait, what's the other one?
He's got all Dr. He got all Dr. Seuss about it.
I do will not like
Will
Wheaton
in a boat. Will not be I do not like Will Wheaton in a boat.
Will Wheaton.
That's a good one.
Jar Jar Binks.
I'll just be like, tell me all about your dad. I would, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think Will Wheaton would be in trouble. Wesley, I think Wesley would be in trouble.
Wesley would be in trouble.
Wesley
in trouble.
What'd you say?
Well, yeah, Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. I don't know why nobody likes him. I just think he's all right guy. But Jar Jar Binks, right? Not Ahmad Best, but Jar Jar
Binks. Saying Jar Jar, the character Jar Jar Binks, or Will Wheaton.
Wesley
Crusher. Which? Yeah. Well, are we talking about Wesley Crusher the kid, or are we talking about
Wesley Crusher at his most annoying incarnation?
I'll go with Jar Jar.
Yes, that would be the kid.
Oh, he was good with Jar Jar.
You're gonna go with Jar Jar.
Really? I'd still go with Crusher. I'd go with Crusher. Still.
With Crusher. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way that Jar Jar. No. I'd go with
Crusher.
Yeah. I'd kill that kid. I'd kill that fucking alien. He's so bad. They're just like, why are you talking like that? Why you got a speech impediment? Why are you talking like that?
Oh gosh.
Why are you talking like that? Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, Steve?
I mean, I figure regardless of who it is with me, I always have the option of Japanese ritual suicide. So, with that in mind.
Oh, my stars.
You know, for me, it doesn't matter.
Why don't you stab yourself, Steve?
Oh no.
As blood just gooshes out.
No.
Why didn't I chew the Quill Wheat?
Why don't you do that?
Wait.
You should need a band-aid.
With that katana skills you got there, Steve, you can just kill them.
That's true.
See, you know what?
And that's fair.
And it would be Steve's luck. He doesn't do it right, and Jar Jar starts screaming. And you got a lady bleeding on the floor listening to that. Mm-hmm. The next room.
Well, because you don't die instantly with higher carry. You bleed out, your guts is all falling out and shit, and motherfuckers are screaming. No.
See, help me. Help me.
That's as bad as being stabbed in the taint.
Oh my God. Talk about a dark episode. Oh, my stars.
I don't know if anything is bad.
If I was Santa, I'd give you all coals. Definitely Kirk's getting... You're getting a lump of coal, bro.
Grampus.
All right. And that reminds me. Last question. Santa exists. What are you asking for?
Oh. That's a hard one. Because it's Santa.
It's Santa, right?
Go ahead, Kurt. I'm going to marinate on this one.
Not like a superpower or anything, but material thing, right?
He's Santa.
Santa, however you envision him. If he's the motherfucker that, like, is in the Christmas Horror Story, if he's Santa from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, whatever your definition of Santa is, he currently exists for the purpose of this question. Ask him what you want.
Well, I would want like a rich husband and like a 5-year book deal is what I want. Because Santa is magic.
One thing though. So what do you
only
want?
One thing?
So yeah. So what do you want more, Denise? The husband or the book deal?
The rich husband.
Okay. All right. Rich husband.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
I see how that works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No more airport for you.
No, sir.
All right, fellas.
I don't know. That's a hard question. You're right. That's hard.
That's right. The segment's called Tough Questions.
Right. Or a vineyard.
A vineyard. Okay.
That's
actually a great answer.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Give me a minute because I'm looking it up. I know exactly what
he's
I want.
Looking it up. Okay.
Ooh.
All
right. He's
on something.
Red Rider.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. There you are.
I think Kirk wants to be stuck in an elevator with Jar Jar Binks. I think.
And some mushrooms.
Don't answer for me. How dare you? Don't answer for me.
The nerve.
Oh.
I want a cobalt lube.
Lube? Cobalt lube?
Cobalt.
Blue. He needed the money. Sorry. Go ahead.
Lamborghini Aventador.
Cobalt blue Lamborghini.
Very
Aventador.
Exotic. Ooh.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to look that up. That sounds beautiful.
Where the hell are you parking that? But okay, all
right. Right, exactly.
I respect that answer.
Santa would work it out.
Answer. No, Santa ain't working out shit. He's just giving you the rich husband. He's gonna just give Mark this car. Kirk,
I think,
and the rich husband could be an asshole. Let just like put that.
That's why I changed it to vineyard.
That's why you changed it to vineyard. So the vineyard's not going to be an asshole.
Vineyard's not going to be because my grapes will love me.
Right. Unless there's a fire like in that Keanu Reeves movie.
But they'll grow back. They'll grow back.
Like right. Local ownership.
Santa gave it to me.
Like full ownership. Everything's legal. Everything's on the books. Personal full ownership of 40 acres.
Hmm. 40 acres of land. Give me 40 acres. Nice.
Give me my 40 acres.
40 acres. I don't need a mule.
Okay. 40 acres.
Yeah. 40 acres. I'll figure everything else out.
I don't care. No damn enemy. Yeah.
Build, get a house on out there. Have it big enough for people that I love and care about to come and live, create it, and turn it into like a compound or something.
Mm.
But 40 acres for all you guys. So when fucking Trump gets into office. It's kind of like,
oh,
this,
man,
this is my land. This is our land. We got guns. We own guns too. So fuck y'all.
Oh, are you watching Fargo?
I'm a landowner. I'm a landowner now. So I'm not watching Fargo yet, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, I own land. I'm a landowner now. I pay taxes on that land. And it's my land. So,
you know. There, and then there goes the answer to your question, Steve. That's where my car is going to be. On Kirk's 40 acres. Like,
I was thinking about that, Mark.
Where you want to go, Kirk?
Stop by for some wine.
Oh, yes. We'll go down a road
and a vineyard. Yep.
Have some of Sonny's Cabernet. Yes.
40 acres in the California mountains. There you go.
There you go.
I gotta tell you, I love how you guys all repurposed your requests into each other's requests. So now you've got, that very nicely done.
It's beef water shenanigans.
That's right. That is, it's like a Christmas miracle.
I see what beef you did there.
Beef water shenanigans with a key.
Oh my God. And
glorious.
That's glorious. Right. And I do have to say, you are three glorious motherfuckers, and I am so happy that I do this podcast with you guys. And just to be clear, I do have an answer for Santa as far as that goes. Because while you guys are all doing that, I'm having him turn me into Dr. Manhattan.
All right, he's a magical nigga. I didn't realize that.
I said it's your version of Santa.
It's your version.
He said,
I don't have a version of
Santa.
That's the thing. I've never had a version of Santa. I never had a version.
What if you could create a version of Santa?
So basically, he's going to be the same color as my car.
Pretty much.
Wait.
Pretty much.
Mark, basically, he's going to be getting us a house. He's going to be changing reality for a house, a garage, racetrack, vineyard, and it always seems to be sunny on my acre.
Nice. I love the sun.
Thank you, Steve.
Until somebody pisses me off and then I'm just going to go to Mars.
Right.
Stop picking on me. Way to go.
Way to go. You can switch up reality so much, you can actually stop shit.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can actually. You can, Trump never makes office. Oh shit, AOC is president.
Woo.
How did that happen? And we all look at Steve.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting in my car like
and I swirl my glass.
I still got my
drinking Denise's wine. Drinking Denise's wine brand. Good times.
That's right.
Good times.
Good times.
Like, sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to step out of the vehicle because you and the young lady that you're riding with were drinking in the car. I'm sorry. This is Kirk's 40 acres. Yes. Were you invited onto it? Kirk's 40 acres would be like the river to Rivendell. Like once you cross over the river.
I'd have a hall of Rohan. What's his name?
Oh my God.
It was like a castle on a hill. It's like, what the fuck is that? That's
right. It's like, once we cross the river, it's like,
yes.
This is Kirk's river. You cross this river.
Yeah.
I come down just looking like King Theoden.
and Stephen, where were you? I was delayed. friendship.
No, all you would see is the giant version of myself, like literally liquefying racist police officers. You disappear.
Gone.
And I created Corellia right outside of our solar system. It It's circling Alpha Centauri right now.
Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, you actually, can actually create a planet. You can actually create a planet.
Well, actually, no, I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't even going to go that vast. I was actually, the next thing I was honestly about to say was, then we could become like Parliament Funkadelic, and we could, like, you know, be a band, you know?
Who's going to be George Clinton, white face in a diaper?
I'm thinking that's you.
Yeah. We seen the picture.
Yeah, I mean,
she had boots. The glasses and everything.
I'm Bootsy, sure, baby.
Really?
Bootsy, oh, baby. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you know what? I'll just play the drums. I'll be good.
I'll have a tambourine or something. I played the piano, but you can't really travel with that. So.
Well, you got a background thing, too, there.
Okay, yeah, of course.
I mean, come on.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Wow. Wouldn't you like to melt with me and do the cosmic slop? Wouldn't you like to dance with me and do the cosmic slop?
See, I knew you guys would be into it once I brought it up.
You have to be careful, because he'd actually bring, because knowing Steven being slick and Dr. Manhattan, we would actually would have a sweet chariot swing down and let us ride.
Right. Right.
Well, we have to accept some kind of like effects for the show. I mean,
right.
And it'd be your cobalt blue Lamborghini.
I mean, you know,
we're
competing with freaking Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Renaissance and all that shit. We have to put on a show. So, I mean, come on.
That would be awesome.
So anyway,
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, the Christmas special, the last episode for 2023, folks. It is.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
So it's a good thing you showed up.
Yes.
Because people would have been disappointed. They would have been writing me letters. Where the fuck is Kirk? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
New Year's. The new year. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just going to flash this up real quick because I got this in the mail. Denise's Christmas present to me.
Yes.
Am I doing this right?
Human sacrifice. Dogs and cats living together. Master.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful.
That's probably the most wonderful. Considerate. Yes, I actually listened to you, nigga thing.
Yes.
I have ever received. So, thank you, Denise.
You're very welcome.
Mark, do you have because the three of you all getting the same thing. Mark got his tonight. Okay.
Mine is still tucked away.
It's like, tucked away.
But
I'm looking forward to it.
I don't want to say what it is. I gave Kirk, I mean, I gave Steven his, which was.
It's a pop.
Of who?
Ooh.
Of Flavor Flav.
Actually, I have Kirk's. Hold on.
Oh. Headphones?
No.
Merry Christmas.
Hopefully I can show him this and it won't key out.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, sir.
That is awesome.
I was like,
oh, man.
Thank you.
I went to the store. I went to the store. I said, I got to get something for Kirk.
It fell off the ledge. Nice.
That's hilarious.
It's chorus.
As Mark checks in for concussion protocol.
Right. Oh, wow.
Oh, thanks. Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. It's been a wonderful year with you guys. You guys are awesome.
It has.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, well, thank God. Yeah, it's been a year. Some good, some bad. You know, like I have to admit, I'm looking at the year and everything that happened to me personally, and I'm just kind of like, I should actually be happier than I actually am. That makes any sense.
Wow.
But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, yes, I am grateful for the three of you. I'm looking forward to the laughs and the nonsense and the shenanigans that we are going to commit in 2024.
Yeah.
Including a trip to California for SokerCon.
Yes, I'm so excited. Right. So, yay!
Welcome to the Hotel California.
And it is such a lovely place.
Lovely place.
But yeah, this is Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. Christmas special. We didn't have a song this year. but I may post it. I don't know.
The thing we brought by. Store life from the Jedi ship.
Oh, shit.
And it's... won't you help to sing?
He is really channeling Bob Marley right now.
He is, yeah.
Songs of freedom.
Darth Vader. I would figure you're gonna do a Darth Vader Christmas song, like Ewoks roasting on an open fire.
Oh, shit.
Oh, ouch!
Right? Or is that Sand People? Because he never really like had, you know.
Oh wow,
Sand People,
roasting on
it. I mean,
said syllables.
Just
like
the
Ewoks
accuracy
on an open
just
fire.
The accuracy, and you know what you just made me think of just before we close this out, if. He wasn't up on the Death Star fighting Luke and he was just down there throwing Ewoks around. That would not have worked out. Oh, that would have been bad.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
No. No, 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 no.
He had to be redeemable.
So that was a good division of labor, how that worked out.
Yeah.
Ish. And on that cheerful note.
Endor.
Endor burning at the
sorry.
Oh my god.
Eat.
This is the shenanigans part.
Yes. God, that's 100%. All right. While we continue to giggle, we are actually going to close it out. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hey, happy holidays, whichever holiday you recognize, or holidays, there are options, all of them equally delicious if you don't take any of this overly seriously. And what can I tell you, you'll hear from us when the new year is come and gone. And it is what it is, folks. We are here for you, your therapeutic horror political critiquing motherfuckers. As always, folks, we love you. We mean it. Be safe out there. Head on the swivel, because, you know, you got some stupid motherfuckers out there. And hey, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Peace.